With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As wars and rumors of wars abound, Christmas 2023 is considerably more subdued worldwide than many of the observances of yesteryear.
Christians are striving this Christmas season to put aside worries and fears of a war-torn world. As believers celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, it is rather subdued in many places. In New York City, Cardinal Timothy Dolan reminded people to keep war-torn areas of the world in their prayers. At a major cathedral in Germany, churchgoers had to pass security screenings to get into Mass. Meanwhile, Christians in Pakistan dealt with fear and grief after homes were destroyed in August by a Muslim mob. Jason Walker reporting.
They say there's no place like home for the holidays. American troops on a NATO mission in the Balkans say that's for sure.
The soldiers are from Rhode Island and Texas. Part of their duties include patrolling Kosovo's border with Serbia. Fears are high of a resumption of the violence that has marked their relations since Kosovo unilaterally broke away from Serbia in 2008.
It's obviously difficult to be away from home during the holidays, but we have an important mission to do.
At Camp Bonsteel, a Christmas tree is being decorated as a soldier video chats with her daughter.
If I were to tell you how difficult it was for me, I would start crying.
I'm Julie Walker.
Palestinian health officials say an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza has claimed 106 lives. Israelis report 17 of their soldiers died in combat over the weekend. Shipping giant Maersk says it's preparing to allow vessels to resume operations in the Red Sea. Comes at the start of a U.S.-led multinational naval operation aimed at protecting shipping from attacks by Houthi rebels based in Yemen. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the nation's capital.
A group of pro-lifers has reached a settlement with the National Archives over a lawsuit stemming from the fact that they were told they could not wear their pro-life apparel inside the building. A security guard told the visitors that their T-shirts, which bore such phrases as March for Life, might, quote, incite other people at the archives. The pro-life activists were represented by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Albania has returned 20 church icons to neighboring North Macedonia and were stolen a decade ago. In 2013, Albanian authorities in Tirana seized more than 1,000 stolen religious pieces of art dating from the 15th to the mid-20th century and arrested two men suspected of planning to sell them abroad. Some of the objects were taken from churches and culture centers in neighboring North Macedonia. This is SRN News. The National Retail Federation says Americans expected to spend almost $30 billion on gift cards this holiday season.
Most will be redeemed, but many gift cards wind up forgotten or unused. In a July survey, Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unused gift card worth an average of $187. That's a total of $23 billion in unspent money. Under federal law, gift cards can't expire for 5 years after they're purchased, but experts say it's wise to use them sooner than that since inflation and inactivity fees can eat away at their value. Jeremy House reporting.
Following today's break for the Christmas holiday, traders will be returning to work tomorrow on Wall Street with regular business hours back in effect on the street. Many, but not all, of the overseas markets are taking today off as well. More details at srnnews.com.